From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Congressman Charles Rangel, one of the longest-serving members of the House, walked out of an ethics committee hearing today, saying he can no longer afford an attorney. NPR's Peter Overby says the committee is going ahead with the case anyway.
Rangel, who ranks fourth in seniority in the House, faces counts alleging missing financial information, unpaid taxes, and influence peddling. His lawyer withdrew last month after 2 years and $2 million in legal fees. Ethics Committee Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren said that was Rangel's problem, not the committee's, and he pleaded with her.
All I'm asking, if I agree with you 100%, Madam Chair, all I'm asking for is the time to get counsel.
After Rangel walked out, committee members began to judge the evidence. Rangel has said he's been sloppy or negligent, but not corrupt. But the facts of the case are not in dispute. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's joining other Republican House members in seeking a ban on earmarks. McConnell says he realizes that special projects have become a symbol of government waste. He says it's clear the practice has been abused, although he won't apologize for the earmarks that have helped his state. President Obama welcomes McConnell's new position on the issue, but says that earmarks are just one part of the problem of overspending. President Obama's special representative to the region says there will be a drawdown of American troops in Afghanistan next summer. But NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the U.S. combat mission will not end there until the year 2014.
Richard Holbrook said he hopes the plan will mark a turning point in the prosecution of the war. Responsibility for Afghanistan security would be transferred to Afghan forces over the next 18 to 24 months, with the aim of ending U.S. and allied combat missions there in 4 years. The date, 2014, is the most concrete expression to end the war since President Obama took office. Allied troops could remain after that to conduct training and mentoring, as American troops do in Iraq. Now, July 2011 would mark the beginning of the phased four-year withdrawal. The plan, which Holbrook insisted is not an exit strategy, will be presented at the NATO summit in Lisbon later this week. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Consumer spending rose 1.2% last month to the highest level in 7 months. The Commerce Department attributes the rise to higher demand for automobiles. Many of those sales were the result of special dealer incentives. A witness has told China's official news agency that a deadly high-rise apartment fire in Shanghai began with building materials. The blaze has claimed 53 lives and left at least 70 others hospitalized with injuries. China's public security minister has flown to Shanghai, saying those responsible for the blaze would be punished. The 28-story building had been undergoing renovation. This is NPR News. The case of a civil rights attorney activist murdered in 1965 came to a close today in Alabama. Alabama Public Radio's Brett Tannehill reports a state trooper pleaded guilty in the shooting.
45 years ago, a confrontation between authorities and voting rights activists turned deadly in the town of Marion when Jimmie Lee Jackson was fatally shot by Alabama State Trooper James Fowler. Jackson's death inspired the historic 1965 Selma to Montgomery voting rights march. Now, Trooper Fowler has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor manslaughter charge. Defense attorney George Beck.
The district attorney made an offer to us we couldn't refuse. Mr. Fowler's getting on in age, suffering from bad health. We think that under all circumstances, this was best for the client, and that's what he wanted to do.
Beck says Fowler's defense was hampered by the amount of time that passed since the shooting, as several key witnesses either died or became unable to testify. Fowler was sentenced to 12 months, six of which he will serve behind bars. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
NASA engineers have found another crack in the Space Shuttle Discovery's fuel tank. It is the fourth crack found since NASA postponed Discovery's final launch earlier this month. The problem has to be fixed before November 30th, the next possible date to launch the shuttle. Nigeria's main militant group is claiming responsibility for last week's attack on an offshore oil rig operated by Exxon. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta says it kidnapped seven Nigerian workers from the rig and was behind last month's deadly car bombing in Abuja as well. The group is threatening more attacks. Nigerian militants, upset over deep poverty in the Niger Delta, are divided over an amnesty program that ended years of attacks on foreign oil installations. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News.